Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about meditating on God's works. Meditating on all God has done and been working in our lives is a great way to encourage ourselves in the Lord. You know, we all go through these times of frustration, times where there's the temptation to get discouraged, and we have to have the ability to encourage ourselves in the Lord, and meditating on God's works and all the ways he's come through in our lives or other people's lives or in Bible stories is one of the greatest ways to encourage ourselves in the Lord. But let's get started with prayer. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. And if you're new to us here, our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children, hopefully grandchildren one day? And the answer to that is found in Proverbs. It says that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones and all these things that we seek after. And so I made it my goal to accumulate and to pass on lessons for every area of life. And so here's what it's turned into. It turned into a whole course with books and courses and all these types of things. But out of everything we do, first we set the goal. We set the intention. Our goal in life, our purpose in life, our goal in life is to make the people around us great, to make other people great, to become the servant of many and to make people great and to set our minds on that. And that only comes about by God's grace working through us, God's grace working and prompting and empowering us. Jesus says, you know, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. And we have to meditate on that concept of it's God working through us, who works and wills within us to do his good pleasure. Meditating on his good works and realizing that this all comes about by grace. It's not because we figured it out. It's not because we're so great. It comes about because of God's grace working within us. And we got to meditate on that concept. Now, so first we set the goal, and then it's about how do we make the people around us great? It's about abiding in Christ. That grace flows when we abide in him. And one of the ways we do that, one of the greatest ways, is this daily communion. But before we get into the daily communion, we take a few minutes to pray, to examine ourselves, to plan our upcoming day with God. And then it's about going about your day, executing the things that you know to do, trusting that God is with you and he's there working with you as you go about your day. But we're going to get started with the prayer. The prayer is mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. I believe it's 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And let's get started. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and all their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and everything that you've given to us in Christ, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we ask you to keep your hand on us, help us to do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. So if you want a little bit more training on this prayer and this other half of prayer that we're about to do, At our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, on the free tools and resources page, there are some additional training videos that go with this process, along with a tracker that you can use to follow along with this as well. But our first question is, we begin right out of the start to meditate on God's works. What's going well? What's God up to in your life? What are the steps forward that you took, the way that you saw God coming through in your life? We want to get focused on those things first as we look back and we gain encouragement over the things that have gone well, the ways that we see God coming through in our life. It builds encouragement. It keeps us encouraging, fights off that discouragement where we're getting frustrated or discouraged because we're not making progress fast enough, or things aren't working out the way we wanted them to, or whatever it may be. We can meditate on what's going well, meditate on his works. And then our next question: how are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God over the last 24 hours? And remember, emotions are indicators. Emotions are indicators letting me know what I'm focused on. Whether I'm living in the present moment, that's my signal is joy. Or if I'm dwelling on the past or worried about the future, I'm going to be lacking that joy. Do I have peace? Peace lets me know that I'm one with God. I'm reconciled to him. I'm not feeling separation in my relationships with God, myself, or people. Peace is also an indicator that maybe I'm believing something in my heart. I'm trusting in something in my heart that's not true. And peace can help us to clean out some things that we're believing that maybe are not true. Ways that we're getting into fear and stress and all these types of things. Those are letting you know, those are signals that, hey, I'm believing something that's not true in my heart, possibly. And so if something's knocking you out of peace and joy, and so remember, it's like a light switch. Either God's supernatural peace and his joy are just overflowing and flowing through you, or they're not. It's either on or it's off. It's either flowing or it's not. And if it's not, the question becomes, why not? And using these emotions as indicators to make some adjustments in the heart. And it's very, very simple to do that. If something's knocking you out of peace and joy, just a simple prayer: God, forgive me for not keeping my eyes fixed on you, or for whatever, getting into stress or anger or frustration. Forgive me for that. And then, Father, thank you that what you put in me is more than enough. You gave me your peace, your joy, your love, your grace, your goodness. You gave me everything you have in Christ, and you put it on the inside of me. And you are more than enough. Help me to tap into that and to cultivate that at greater levels. And if there's some specific issue that keeps knocking you out, just say the simple prayer: Father, help me in that area to remember that you are more than enough, and to see that grace flowing in that area. And you'll see a shift in one day. You'll start to see a shift. You pray that simple prayer and believe you receive it the moment you pray. You'll see a shift in how you respond to those things in life that maybe were pushing your buttons before. And then, what do you know to do over the upcoming 24 hours here? What are the things that you know to do? Maybe there's some administrative things you need to do, some errands you need to run, some things around the house. But then we want to get past that. All those things need to get done. But then, is there anything God's prompting or stirring or keeps coming into mind, coming into your conscience, that you know you need to do, you know you need to get started on? And how can you just take one step forward? You keep taking one step forward every day in those things. I think you'll have this opportunity to look back eventually and say, man, look how far I've come. Look at all these steps that I've taken. And it will begin to lead you to a beautiful place. And then, God, what is the most important thing that you're trying to teach me, you're trying to show me, that you want me to get out of the last day? And just taking about a minute to get still and to listen. Doesn't have to be long, a minute or two. You can pause the recording if you need to, just to get still and to listen and follow his voice. It says his voice, he's trying to woo you to a spacious place free from all restriction. And it comes just one day at a time, just stacking one word, one message on top of the next. So in Psalm 77, this is a psalm written by Asaph, who I believe was the director of music in the temple for David. And Asaph is talking about just frustration, discouragement, things that are not going right. And then he says this in Psalms 77, verse 11 and 12. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all of your works and consider all of your mighty deeds. So I'm going to meditate on all of your works and consider all of your mighty deeds. So to meditate in Hebrew, that word means to ponder. So you're thinking about it, you're imagining it, you're rolling it over in your mind, you're playing it over in your mind. It could be you're muttering about it, you're talking about it. Some versions even have to do with going for a walk in nature. So one of my favorite ways to do this, to meditate, is just go for a walk with God. Go for a walk with God and just begin to think on, begin to meditate on all the ways that God has come through for you, all of his mighty works, all of the testimonies that you have, all the ways that you've seen him come through in your life. Just begin to meditate and to rehearse and to rehear and to bring these things back into your mind over and over again. We all go through these times, and especially right now, we're in the summer months. Summer months, I've found, is a time where you often will come the greatest opportunities to get into some frustration and to some discouragement. Yes, those opportunities are there all the time. But the summer months are a reminder, hey, we got to keep meditating on these things, keep looking back at all God has done. Look how far he's brought us so far. And you'll see here, he starts to meditate on how God had brought the people through the Red Sea and these types of things. Begin to meditate on all God has done. Now, you can meditate on what you've seen God do in your own life. And Jesus says, like I said, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me who does the work. Meditating on all God has done through you, even. You can meditate on those things. You can meditate on ways God has come through for other people, testimonies you've heard from other people. You can meditate on Bible stories and ways God has come through in biblical examples. You can meditate on all of these things. Just to meditate, I think it's good to meditate on two things. God's steadfast, unfailing love for you, number one. And then how powerful he is. All of these miraculous things that he has done. To meditate that you've got the God of the universe who loves you with steadfast, unfailing loves, and he is all powerful. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible for him. You meditate on those two concepts and you begin to put them together. Extremely powerful. It can encourage you. David had this skill in the Bible of encouraging himself in the Lord. And just meditating on all of God's works is a great thing to do. And just taking a few minutes each day just to meditate on these things can keep you encouraged. As long as it's called today, we're supposed to encourage one another. And one of the ways we can do that is just meditating on God's works. So we're going to take communion over this today. In today's communion, we're going to meditate on God's greatest work of all. That he sent Jesus, his one and only son, a symbol of his love, but also a symbol of his works, his power, that he sent his one and only son to die for us. He was willing to do that for us, to serve us in that way, to love us in that way. But then also how powerful he was, that he raised him from the dead. He took that same spirit of Jesus and he put it within us, on the inside of us. And it all comes as this gift of grace. So we're going to just meditate today on God's love for us, that he sent Jesus. And if he sent his one and only son to die for us, how will he not freely give us all things? And how powerful God is, that nothing is impossible for him. And I would encourage you, if you need to pause the recording for a second, just to take a second to think back on how far God has brought you, all he's done for you in your life, all the ways you've seen him coming through. If you don't have that many examples, think of other people's examples to gain some encouragement from what God has done for them, because he loves you just as much. God's no respecter of persons. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love for us and just your mighty works, and that nothing is impossible for you, with you. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Just that, again, that symbol of both his love and his action, his works, his deeds, his mighty deeds. Just taking a moment to just meditate, to think on, to ponder on these things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. Keeping your eyes fixed above, on the things above, where God is working for your good. You know, when we meditate on God's unfailing love for us, we meditate on his works and his power, it gets us to this point where we understand, helps us to develop understanding. And once our hearts understand, that understanding helps us convert that understanding into knowing what to do, into being into the willingness and the courage to take steps of faith where we know what to do and begin to walk out God's purpose and plans for our lives. And our goal is to make other people great. And the more we meditate on what God has done in our lives, we meditate on his unfailing love and his works for us, the more it helps us to make the people around us great. And an amazing thing happens when you do that. You become great in the process as well. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can learn more about that at our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.